Sugarland, your station, your country, 94.9 WQMX, still the same. They're latest, newest. Here they
yes.
are. They're back. And guess who's on our phone?
Oh, my gosh.
Why not? They're coming to town soon. Sugarland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
how's everybody
hey.
Doing?
How's it going? I was just writing down July 13th because I just heard that's when we're going to be there. So I was writing it down. July 13th.
Oh, good. I wrote that down too, Jennifer.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. It's so nice to hear you guys. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just looking, scrolling through my memories because it's been a hot minute since you guys have been at the Cavelli Center together.
Mm-hmm.
Just about, it'll be like 5.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's we're ready for you.
Oh, we are ready.
Oh, we're ready for you.
Oh, my gosh. And Christian, hi. Also, ironic, because this day, 3 years ago, you were here, Christian, at WQMX. You did a charity show for us.
That's awesome.
So this is so meant to be.
If I remember correctly, it was like 5,000 below zero that day.
It was.
Yeah, it was really cold.
You guys have a very tropical, subtropical environment.
We do.
True.
And so hopefully in July, it won't be as bad.
Here's a fair question. What does it feel like to be back making music together again?
Fantastic. Fun. Yeah.
So
fun
it's
fantastic. We're kind of, it's so much, there's so much ease in someone that is your friend that you've known for years that you trust. And there's so much joy having had a bunch of life experience go by that you then, when you catch up with a friend, the catching up space, you just value it so much. And also, we communicate sometimes without talking. Like, we perform together, mm-hmm. or we write together, which is a different kind of communication. Mm-hmm. So that kind of catching up is, it feeds your soul.
Oh. Well, I have to tell you.
Enriching, rewarding.
That's beautiful. Well, I have to tell you, I've been listening to the song over and over and over again. While I'm on the stair stepper, that's what gets me through. But there's a line that I'm obsessed with, and it makes me so happy. Our future is our history, and that I think that
prologue,
just,
babe.
It's beautiful because it makes me just look so much forward to even the more new music.
Oh, good. Yeah, which we cannot wait to share, by the way, because we're in the process. Like as Christian says, we're all going through this together because we're in the writing process now. We have a goodly little collection of songs, and we'll be going in soon to record them. And I love what we're doing.
You know, another fair question. I mean, a lot's changed in the past number of years. How have you had to change? You know what I'm saying? You head back in the studio together. What do you feel has to be the same, and what do you feel has to be different this time?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I've found out that I still have got the right chops as a producer because the Lindsay L record. And I'm making the new Tyler Farr record. So I don't feel at all in any way disconnected from anything in country music. I feel kind of like we're leaning into it and pushing it forward. I always say we don't ever leave the genre. We lead the genre whenever possible. And that's the coolest thing about country radio and about you guys and about the way you turn your listeners on is you allow them to grow. And you've always allowed Sugarland to grow. And, you know, this month's going to be no different.
When I mean, I've been obsessed with you both together and separately, and so I've read and listened to everything you've done. You didn't even though Sugarland took a break, you two didn't. So
no.
It's not like you've been away from country music this whole time.
No, we're exhausted.
Right.
We had to come back together so we could take a break.
Right.
We had to get off our break so we could take a break.
I mean, I couldn't be any more happier that you two are back together and touring, and I'm ready to take a sabbatical so I can just come see you everywhere.
Yeah,
so
you can do it the whole summer. Come on out.
I'm not even joking. The headgear game, I am so ready. I think I'm gonna light it up this time.
What you're hearing right now, if you were just, you know, in homage and in honor, even though we're not in person, if you were wearing anything, I was gonna ask.
I'm not, but I mean, my hair's in pigtails, if that counts. So it's kind of like my own personal headgear, but I'm elated. This is making my year. I'm so happy that you're still the same and you're together.
Well, the song's great, and it's great to hear you guys' voice yet again.
July 13th.
July 13th, where are they going to be?
Cavelli Center.
Beautiful.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Thank you so much for calling, guys. Stop by and see us sometime, okay? Fair enough?
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sugarland right there. July 13th.
Cavelli Center.
Cavelli Center.
Tickets are on sale now. Beautiful day. Let's go. I'll be there. We're